95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What's happening?
Happy Friday under the...
You as well.
I would be much happier if the chip that the government put in my arm yesterday wasn't giving me so much trouble.
So you're feeling hungover from the booster shot.
Pretty clammy all of a sudden, too. I wasn't feeling this way. Yeah, you know, right. I hate that feeling where you're hot and cold at the same time. It's like some sort of Chinese
dish. You know what's weird is that you know that you're not sick.
Right, so I'm just sort of powering through.
But it's weird.
Yeah, it sucks.
Super weird. Let's talk about Heidi and Frank and their 10th anniversary.
Yeah, that's happening on October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood. And if you want to go...
The word is funny. Text that to 68683.
Funny right now, 68683. Tax relief advocates, your tax resolution specialists, and Antis Roofing and Waterproofing. Keeping families safe and dry, making it happen.
Between 5 and 7 on Fridays, we do our All Request Fest, which we love.
Loud stuff. Give us loud stuff.
Also, restaurant rules. There's a restaurant that will put a screaming child tax on your bill.
Oh, sweet. I just saw someone who came back from a really long cross-country flight, and he was saying, I would pay extra premium for no kids on the flight. Right. No one under whatever, 25.
I think a lot of people would.
Me too. 25. I think I would. Yeah, you know, because they might be drunk,
too. The Space Force has a new theme.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it's real.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I mean, didn't the TV show knock that out of
No, it did not.
Oh, my God, because it's so stupid.
It's great, and we're going to play it next on 95.5 KLOS. Death by rock and roll. Not if the Space Force has anything to say about that.
Space Force? I mean, I thought that was dead and buried because it's so stupid.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. Every branch of the armed forces has an official song.
Right.
The Army goes rolling along, the Marine hymn.
Yep.
Now, the Space Force.
No.
I saw this on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Is it real?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Really?
This is a real song.
I thought Steve Carell and his TV show killed that damn Space Force thing.
Yeah.
Because it's so ridiculous.
It's
we don't need it.
I don't know. I don't know what they do, but let's listen to the theme.
Oh, no.
And if you need to, I have the words because you can not, you can barely understand.
Yeah. Someone's really drunk when they
this
recorded it.
This is a real thing from the U.S. government. The official U.S. Space Force song.
The chip in my arm is telling me it's going to be great.
It's called Semper Supra.
Semper Supra. Okay. Holy cow.
Yeah, you already hit it.
What decade is this?
Yeah, right. Right. So what they said was, we're the mighty watchful eye.
Oh.
Guardians Beyond the Blue.
The music that they used in the TV show wasn't this lame.
It sounds like a parody, I know. And I kept checking and checking and checking. I was like, this can't be real. Go ahead. The Invisible Frontline.
Wow, what? The Invisible
Frontline.
Russia is laughing.
Right?
That's,
they don't know, man. They don't know about the Space Force. Okay, that line
something
is...
Something about brave and true.
War fighters... Brave and true.
Who are they fighting? Aliens?
We don't know, man. Don't know.
I at least caught Brave and True. I'm
yes, you did.
That.
All right.
Did I get a dollar for that?
Nope.
Damn it.
All right. Boldly, boldly reaching into space.
No, they didn't use boldly.
Boldly.
Oh, my God.
Reaching into space.
Get a hold of Kirk.
What do they do?
Bill Shatner, they're using your line.
Like, what? Honestly, what does the Space Force do? They don't go to
they're
space and beyond?
Your money.
What's happening?
That's what they're doing.
There's no limit to our sky. Yep. Play it. Two more lines. Standing guard both night and day.
From what?
Star stuff. We're the Space Force from on high.
Oh my God, they're high, all right. I mean, if I was going to join, I would not now because of that song.
What?
I can't have that as my theme.
Like satellites and stuff, we all control from here.
Yes.
So what are they doing?
I mean, if they're going to blow up some like asteroids that are headed our way, we don't need a little theme song for it.
No, we need Bruce Willis and a couple other people. And they need to drill to the middle of the thing and set a bomb.
Thank you.
How many AC/DC shirts would you say you own?
At least 4 AC/DC shirts.
4?
Yeah, I think so.
You wear them 4 days a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. You need to
I need to wash them one of these days.
Washing
too.
Would be great.
I should try that, yeah.
There's a story that came out of Colombia, Sex on the Beach. A couple was fined for having sex in the ocean. of Colombia.
Oh, you're not talking about the drink with the cranberry juice and the orange juice and the vodka and the peach schnapps?
Nope.
Oh, cake by the ocean?
Nope.
Oh, I see.
Nope, none of that.
No.
Unfortunately, it was where kids were playing. It was a family beach.
Oh, come on.
They were caught having sex and were fined by authorities in Colombia's Caribbean Coast Department.
Oh, yeah, you showed me the video. You couldn't really see anything. They were quite a ways offshore.
Well, that's...
And the water looked nasty.
They were in the water.
Yeah, standing in the water.
And I have questions about that because I don't understand how that...
That seems difficult.
Right.
Acrobatic a bit.
Yes.
Not worth the effort.
Because waves are going to be hitting you.
I guess if you time it right with the waves, that would be pretty nice. But that doesn't seem very likely.
Flip her over and ride her in?
Yeah, what are you talking whatever about? You need.
Like a boogie board?
Sure. Yeah, now you're talking.
No, I just think... Waves,
yeah,
a little rough.
Makes it salt very water. Difficult. So, yeah, salt water, yeah.
Rough. Woo! Is that not her? Who's had sex in the ocean?
In
call us.
In the ocean, actually, in the water, yeah.
Call us if you've had sex. I'm sure somebody listening to this radio station
absolutely.
Has had sex in the water.
Not necessarily by yourself. It'd be nice if you had a partner.
Please. Please. But we have two questions. Waves and salt water?
Yeah, how does that work?
Woo.
How do you keep your balance?
818-955-KLOS.
Helping to plan your weekend by finding out how difficult it is to have sex in the ocean.
There was a couple fined for having sex in the ocean just off of the Columbia. It was a public beach, so there were a lot of kids there, and that's not cool.
Well, at least wait until the sun goes down, folk.
But that seems difficult.
Difficult, yes, at best.
There should be like judges on the side that put up like six or five.
Yeah.
If the you waves fall over, would make it difficult. The salt water would make it difficult.
I would think.
So we're looking for people who have had sex in the ocean. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about having sex in the ocean. We have two questions. Have you?
Yes.
Okay, we have two questions. Waves?
I almost drowned.
Okay, good. I thought it might make it difficult.
Yes, that was years ago. I was 15.
And salt water.
Salt water.
I'm asking if it makes it painful in any way.
Yeah, certain orifices wouldn't be happy with all that, I wouldn't think. Salt water?
That's
true. Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow. Did you and your friend complete the act?
Yes. Her and I, we both did.
Well
both
done.
Made it very, yeah.
You're great Americans.
She was a little bit older than me. But what made it even more crazy was that her dad almost killed me.
I bet.
Oh, my God.
I guess you got to be kind of like 15, though, to really pull it off, right? I mean, you got to be pretty limber.
Limber. She was a gymnast. It was awesome.
Thanks for calling, dude.
818-955-KLOS.
You had sex in the ocean water?
Was it that easy, as this gentleman tells us?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. A couple got caught having sex in the water at the beach in Colombia. And we were wondering about, is it difficult?
The mechanics.
That seems difficult.
Yeah.
The difficulty level of that seems high.
Yeah.
So you had sex in the water?
Say that again?
Nope.
Actually, on the beach, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that makes a little more sense. So you were laying on the sand, right?
Well, under the pier.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Under the pier. So the water was still coming up somewhat, or no?
Like an airplane?
Or was it dry?
Kind of, yeah. It was overflowing us a little bit, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, doesn't that make it cold and sort of kind of dampen the mood a little, or no?
No, it was a hot summer night.
Ah,
yeah. All right.
I like that song, By Night. And how much sand did you get into places, various places?
Oh, a lot.
All of it? Yeah. So are you still finding parts?
Years later.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking about having sex in the ocean.
Ah, no. I want to ride your water ticket.
Oh, no. We're not doing that quite yet.
Very soon.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're doing great. You?
This is Raj.
All right, Raj.
Woo! What's up, Raj?
You have sex in the ocean?
Yeah, I did one time with my ex, and a stingray bit me right in the tallywhacker.
Woo! A stingray?
Yeah!
That's not what you want biting and having a bit of?
It was like swollen for like a whole month,
wow,
man.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
But listen, let me ask you something, Raj. I bet you'd still say it was worth it.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's our man, Rob. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant in Singapore that was receiving a lot of complaints about the rowdy kids that were there.
Mm.
parents that would not keep their kids in line. They would run around to different tables, causing all kinds of mayhem.
So annoying.
And the restaurant decided that it was going to put in a policy where they fine a $10 screaming children surcharge.
Yeah! Yay!
So if you get complaints about your kids, you pay an extra $10.
Now, this the only thing that this might lead to is I'm going to go ahead and pay up front the $10, and then I'm going to let my kids do whatever the hell they want.
I don't know who would...
Yeah, I don't know.
Think that
way. Sure seems like some people do. They don't care what their kids are up to.
That's really the truth. Yeah. And that's what drives other people crazy. It's like, look, just because you're used to your kids yelling doesn't mean I need to be.
I just really want to sit here and propose, and you've got this kid screaming and just yelling at our table. Let me ask you, were you allowed as a kid to do that sort of thing?
No.
Yeah, right?
No way. We're
super strict, man.
Yeah, well, and that's what is happening, is parents or caretakers are informed during the reservations process.
Oh, really?
By the way,
that's cool. Yeah.
If you have a kid,
yeah,
you know, you're going to get a $10 surcharge unless you keep them quiet.
Yeah. And normal check.
Normal check.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, they might stand on the chair once in a while and accidentally
throw
on the wall a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. But if they start screaming and
throw poo, you know,
poo flinging. You know,
they say 99% of people are very respectful of this.
And I would imagine, yeah.
The ones that bring kids are much more careful to make sure that they're in line.
Good, yay!
So it seems to be working for everybody.
I can see people having a meltdown about it. My children are precious. Everybody can listen to them scream.
That's who we need to talk to.
Yeah.
At 818-955-KLOS. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you believe that your children should be allowed to annoy the living hell out of every human around you? Yeah, I don't know. Well, what do you think about the whole our pal Scott, who always sends us stuff, said he just got back from a long two flights, both times screaming kids on the plane. Couldn't, you know, I mean, that's rough because it's the pressure, the air pressure.
Yes.
Like how to make them scream and stuff. But
listen, being a parent, I have gotten on a plane with kids, twins.
And the looks you get just as you walk
on. Oh my God, the hate.
Yeah.
That you get.
I really try to be cool about that because it's not, you know, you got to take them where you're going to go. But
right.
Would you pay extra, and that's what he was saying, for a flight that had no children on it?
Oh.
Like, I would pay extra for that.
Would I pay extra for a flight with no kids?
Yeah, I would do it. Now, I'm sure, you know, here in these United States, you're not allowed to do something like that. So, age discrimination. I should be able to take my child everywhere. How dare you?
I don't know. I think they could do... What, don't you think they could do, like, from here to Vegas?
Yeah. Thank you.
How many flights are there from here to Vegas?
Not enough. Right. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, there's R-rated movies.
Minutes.
You don't allow kids into movies.
Yes.
So... Yeah.
So maybe we have no kids allowed in restaurants and on planes.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
818-955-KLOS. When in the hell is he going to put out some new music, you know? You know what I mean?
I got to say, man, there's a bunch of good stuff on that new album of his.
Oh,
and we are throwing it in from time to time. Patient Number 9 there and some of the other stuff. You definitely hear Full Metal Jackie on Monday and Tuesday mornings playing a lot of it as well. So great stuff. Well done, Ozzy!
In Singapore, there is a restaurant that has instituted a $10 screaming children surcharge.
Yay! Well done, Singapore.
Nobody else wants... They put you to death for spitting your gum out there. So, but they put a $10 screaming children surcharge...
I think that's great.
...at a restaurant for noisy kids.
Yeah, because I don't think there's anything in the world more annoying than screaming kids at a restaurant.
Hey, I have to say I disagree about the kids thing.
Okay, go ahead.
The ultimate super mom power... I don't hear them at all. Other people's kids, I don't hear them.
Oh, I see.
Oh, well so, done.
So you don't care because it doesn't bother you?
Yeah, I turn those little a**ers out.
Hey, please, can you give us some of your blood or whatever it is that makes that work so we can do that, too?
You're a selfish bastard.
Yeah, I just don't care.
Well, that's probably the way to do it.
All right.
That is probably the best way.
We're going to try and be more like you.
Yeah, from now on.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, bitching right on. Yeah, you know, charge them $50.
Charge them $50. Oh, so you're saying the charge isn't even enough at a restaurant.
Oh, you know what? I was in the local store here last week, and I got people in front of me. I mean, you know, kids are kids. I got nieces and nephews. I love kids.
Right.
But, you know, I wouldn't even want to call the Humane Society on them. It's a little too far. They're throwing candy. You know, they want candy. Their parents won't buy them candy, so they throw it on the ground.
Yep.
Well, I got to pick it up to get my card through.
Right.
And I told the old man, I said, you need your ass kicked, not the kid. Well... the manager came in and, you know.
Yeah, I don't approve of that.
You're 1,000% right.
Yeah,
it's not the kids. It's not the. It's never the kids. Exactly. It's the adults.
Yep.
There you go. Right on. Love you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
KLOS. Hello.
Hi, this is AJ.
Hey, AJ.
Kids on the airplane thing. Yes. That's funny.
You like the idea of paying a little extra to have an adult only flight?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I have so many kids who ruin my flight every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would pay extra.
Yeah.
I would pay way more.
Clearly, you don't have to.
Right. Yes.
So you have the choice of going on the plane with kids, but.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. Airlines, listen up. We're looking for adult-only flights, please. And what do you think about the concept? 818-955-KLOS.
Kids on flights and in restaurants. Can we ban them? Pressure.
I'm just not very good at rhythm.
The timing's off.
Ah, darn it. I'll try harder.
In Singapore, there is a restaurant that has instituted a $10 screaming children surcharge.
As they should, the little pieces of crap. put your freaking kids in check. Behave or get your ass whooped is what I got.
Yeah, I hear you, dude.
I like what you got.
Yeah, I
like understand. That because it's never the kids. It's always the adults.
Yes. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about kids having restaurants. I'm sorry, restaurants having kid rules.
Yeah, kid rules. Kids crying, screaming. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than seeing other people make a face about crying kids. I have a kid, and I live with it 24 hours a day.
He's right.
Crying and screaming all the time.
Right.
And it's funny to see them, like, for one moment, have, like, this uncomfortableness.
So a little taste of what you have
so
to do.
So you enjoy, right, but you made that choice. Everybody else in the restaurant didn't make that choice.
Hey, you made the choice of going out.
So you want to take your kid anywhere, and you don't care if your kid yells because you want people to know what fresh hell your life is.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this. Exactly. If you had a favorite restaurant and they started charging you $15 if your kid was screaming, would you stop going there?
No, they probably end up charging me double.
Right on. Well, wow. That's cool. I appreciate that.
No, you're the worst.
I am.
We are doing our All Request Fest.
That's right. Now, usually about this time of day, we have a beautiful little song to play for everybody to give me five, but it's the All Request Fest today. And I think we should start off with something proud.
This is a real thing. It's the official U.S. Space Force song.
This is not a joke.
It's a real thing.
It truly just recently came out.
It's called Semper Supra. It sounds like a joke, I know.
Officially
brave and true.
Wow.
Boldly reaching into space.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Our sky, sending pride and day. We're the Space Force from on high.
See, now that's not the way to start your Friday. You want something loud. So if you got something loud, give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. And if we can find it, we will throw it on for you.
I thought it was pretty good.
A nice way to start the All Request Fest on KLOS. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
We are great. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Oh, that's fantastic. I was wondering if you guys could throw on Scorpion.
Nope.
Happy now, Ed. Ed's been asking for that for, like, ever. Sometimes it takes forever to get the songs on, but
we do our best.
Yeah, it's Buffalo Wild Wings that's making all of this stuff happen, and thank you very much. Hey, Ed, bring us some damn Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right?
Ed! Wild Wings!
The next song is The Police.
Okay.
And it's for Gwen Miller.
Sherman
Oaks, Gwen Miller.
Oh, he said Glenn Miller first.
No. Yeah, he's still listening.
Goes on Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS.
It's the Popo, it's the police, cheese it, it's the cops. Next to you for Benny Goodman, you said? Was that
for
right?
Gwen Miller.
Oh, not Glenn Miller. I was confused.
Correct.
It's a big band, sort of.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
How about something by Rob Zombie?
Yeah! Woo! Rob Zombie!
Rob Zombie!
Yeah!
Which one?
Eenie. I like all his stuff.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, here's Rob.
Rob Zombie. If that doesn't get your weekend started, you're dead.
I never get tired of that.
No kidding.
Never get tired
of
that.
Me either. Good request, dude.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I got one for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Sam Kinison doing Wild Thing.
I love Sam.
I do, too.
He is a very funny man.
Hang on. We're looking to see if we have it.
Sam Kinison.
Come on. You got it. I know you have it on there.
I think this is the button that starts it, but it might actually blow up the building. So wish us luck, will you? It's the damnedest thing, but you forgot to mention that you are a demon from hell. And Sam's kind of upset about that.
Yeah.
Should have mentioned that at the outset of the relationship. Would have saved a lot of trouble.
That's my bad.
Wild Thing by Request on the All Request Fest on KLOS.
If you would like to go to Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary party.
And you do.
It is, you have to win your way in.
That's right. There's
it's
no
not just
way.
For anybody.
Well, you can sleep your way in. I'm going to try. Hey, Frank.
Good luck with that.
Frank.
You can text right now, 68683. Text Renee, R-E-N-E.
To 68683. And it's happening October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. And it's all happening thanks to America's best car buyer, GimmeTheVin.com. Just played you Wild Thing. In a matter of moments, something else wild. Try and guess what that would be. I'm going to play another song with wild moments from now. And if you guess right, oh, cool. Wow, well done.
Good for you.
Impressed. Ugh. I hope he knows how much people love him. Wolfgang Van Halen.
That is great.
Yeah, Tony called and asked for that one. Damn good one from WVH. That is Epiphany on KLOS. It is the KLOS All Request Fest, and it's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. They're keeping the summer exciting by launching Happy Hour. It happens between 3 and 6 at Buffalo Wild Wings with food and drink specials.
Yes, please make sure that you try their new bird dogs.
Do it!
During the happy hour.
Eat them! They are delicious! And more requests coming up. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Halen, Van on the KLOS All Request Fest. That's for Kenneth in Chino Hills.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, got a request. Maybe something by Zeppelin.
This is the KLOS All Request Fest. Hello.
Kevin Pluggo. Yep. Happy freaking Friday.
Yeah. Thank you. What can we play for you?
Oh, man. Oh, can you guys play Judas Priest?
Good afternoon, gentle sir. Thank you for telephoning KLOS Radio. What would you like to hear?
Nazareth, Hair of the Dog.
There's some good stuff.
Yep.
What a nice way to wrap up the ARF, the All Request Fest, with the Vines Get Free.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's still something called a Space Force. Nobody knows what they do, but they have a theme song, and it's awful.
It is the worst. That is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
It's not good.
And that's saying something.
There was a couple having sex at the beach in the water just off of Columbia. They were fined a little over $200. Worth it?
Yeah. And we found out that it is a little difficult, and you better have really good balance in order to pull that off with the waves and whatever.
Yeah, it does seem like the difficulty is a little up there.
But we suggest you try.
And there's a restaurant in Singapore that charges parents a screaming children tax.
And we're on board.
Everyone is on board.
Yep. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
One last thought. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. I didn't have it ready to go.
Boo. Anticlimactic. That's lame.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
We're talking about tourons. Tourism that morons. Tour.
Yeah.
Let me try it again.
No.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Isabel?
Isabel. You're caller 13.
Oh my God, no way.
Yes, way. You got a 4-pack of tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh my God, that is so awesome.
Speaking of, since it's all about screaming, let's hear your scream. How good a screaming you got for us?
Oh man, it's not great. I can never cheer nobody on because I cannot yell really.
Well, practice. Go ahead. You're in your car, right?
He's not asking you to turn him on. He's just saying scary scream.
Yeah, scary scream. Yay! That was beautiful.
I like that you can get a second and a half into it before you start laughing.
Alfred Hitchcock approves.
You have three other people that you can take?
Yes, my kids and my husband. My daughter, she's only 10.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, my God. She's going to be terrified. That's going to be awesome.
She's going to be scarred for life.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm speaking to Kevin's level.
You are.
I know.
Congrats, Isabel.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hello. This is United States calling. Are we reaching?
That's you in just a few minutes. Brr, brr.
you're going to call and win Roger Waters tickets. But not right this second. Not right now. All right, 818. Let's do it now. 955-KLOS. Be caller 13.
Two tickets to see This Is Not a Drill. Roger Waters with free food and beverage in our KLOS suite.
That's sweet. Be caller 13 right this second, and you win.
KLOS, who's this?
Mary.
Mary, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You won.
Thank you so much.
You got two tickets to This Is Not a Drill, Roger Waters, with free food and beverages in our private KLOS suite.
Ooh.
And by the way, they're going to be playing songs from Pink Floyd's Golden Era in the round, which is a unique setting.
That is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Listen, we want you to make full use of our suite as well. Just have one hell of a time. Have too good a time.
Absolutely.
Listen, if you have to throw up, things happen.
Hey, whatever.
Boss's birthday, Bruce Springsteen, born on this day in rock in 1949 in Long Branch, New Jersey. John Lennon was at the record plant in New York City on this day in rock in 1974. He was busy recording the song, Whatever Gets You Through the Night.